Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, hey, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, but it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Ready to Love, season 7. The reunion special in Miami. The show is trash. Be sure Part to like, one. Subscribe. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You say it's trash, but Black Tornado says, got my snack. Looking forward to you guys. This is going to be a ball.
It's trash. This is the worst show ever.
Why do you hate it so much? Seriously.
Okay. I've already talked about the poor production quality of it. I think if you're going to do a show poor production quality, really, compared to all the other shows that we do, it's terrible. I think if you're going to try to do a show that's targeting a Black audience, at least get some positive folks in there and not people that are just going to treat each other like shit on the show. I mean, we got enough of that in our regular lives. Give us some fantasy.
Isn't that reality?
Give us some fantasy. No, this is reality TV. Give me some fantasy. I don't want to see these people tearing other Black people down on the show. I just think they could have done so much more with this to make it better. That's all I'm saying. I feel like it was just a, hey, let's throw something out there for Black folks. Here's a show. Discount on chicken. Go bind your business.
Not a discount on chicken. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. They get Popeye's coupons for doing the show. They don't even, probably don't even get paid as much as Love is Blind and all these other ones. God. Some Popeye's coupons and some red soda. Be thankful.
Like Little Hurdler says, do you want unicorns and rainbows? Come on.
No, I don't want unicorns and rainbows, but they could have done much better than this. You got to be honest. They could have done much better than this.
High Vibe agrees with you. You know, I'm just sitting over here shaking
High Vibe.
Head. Oh, boy. Oh, he's got the grandma glass, too, boy. That's the...
Hey, this is my mama's crystal. Don't talk about my mama's crystal. This is passed down.
From generation to generation. Yeah, you know, if you see me doing this every so often throughout the show, it's not just because Terrell hates the show, what he says about the show. It's because I'm wincing in pain. It's been I was in a golf tournament today, and this is going to sound so bad, but I fell out the golf cart.
While see? Moving. You got to stop smoking that shit before you go play 18.
Come on now. That's a stereotype of Black men from the Caribbean. Stop it.
Just throwing it out there.
Stop. You know me well enough.
You're the old man that fell out the golf cart. Did you get up quick or did you lay there and just milk it? Jesus. Oh, help me.
The bad thing is obviously you try to break your fall, right? Because what you're doing is I'm trying to scoop up a ball as I'm passing by. I've done this 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. I've done it so many times, right? And I don't know what happened. But I went to get the ball. The cart just kept going. And, you know, because usually it don't stop. You just do it, you know, like special forces style, leading out the side. Scoop it up, man. I fell out. Now, the cart's going. Luckily, it wasn't one of these good carts that go fast. This one was going like 2-3 miles an hour. But, man. You know, when your leg stops, you got golf cleats on and it stops in the grass and your body's trying to go forward, but your body's keeping you back. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
I'm just picturing you laying there looking for one of them young kids. Young man, can you help me?
Oh, stop. I can't even laugh, man. It hurts. Oh, it hurts so bad. All right, let's get going. Because obviously, you no sympathy from you at all.
Well, if they say all dogs go to heaven, there's a bunch of dogs up there. They planned that shit. That was strategy.
Reunion special, part one, because come to find out, there are actually two parts to this thing. And they kick it off with your favorite person, Jeffrey, right? And, you know, talking about her and her relationship with Andre once this whole thing was done. But first of all, before they even get to that, did Jeffrey have the most connections of anybody this season?
I mean, apparently she has a lot of connections this season, previous seasons, years ago. She likes connections, apparently.
Well, she likes gifts too, but you know.
She likes to give away gifts to people who don't want them.
Well, coming to find out, Jeffrey said that Dre didn't call her after the show because he had a problem and he was you know, and he didn't like the fact that she had the kids. It was the kids that was a problem. And she says he was looking for an excuse. What do you think of all this back and forth they had going?
I think his concern is valid and something that we even talked about. Mm-hmm. Not one of your kids' dads want to be involved with you, or you have no connection with any of them. That is odd. And there could be a valid reason, mm-hmm. but it's odd to lot of us that don't have kids. If I'm going to date you and you have two baby daddies and none of them want anything to do with you, to me, I'm like, you're the common denominator.
To her point, though, is she supposed to force them to see their kids and be involved in their kids' lives?
No, not saying that at all. And I really didn't like when she said, you know, black men do this all the time. And it's like, no, the black men you pick mm-hmm. do that all the time. But I think the first time you have a deadbeat dad that doesn't want to be around you with two kids, be very mindful of the next one that you have a kid with. So from a guy's perspective that doesn't have kids, we look at this as, okay, do you make good choices mm-hmm. or bad choices? So it's a concern for us that if we meet women that have children and multiple dads, but none of the dads want to be involved with you, for us, it's a red flag. It's not just like, hey, well, it's 2023. Some people have two or three kids, but two or three different people. What's the big deal? We just wondered, does that say something about your decision-making abilities?
Come on. You're talking about decision-making abilities in Dre? That man can't decide on a hairstyle. Stop it.
Yeah, but at least he can easily change a hairstyle.
I knew you
he could put on some pants real quick to fix that ugly ass suit that he has on. he can do those things. Jeffrey has some changes that she can't change for 18 years. It's like she has some things that she has to deal with. And any guy would have questions about it. Same for a woman. If a woman were to meet a guy, I'd love to see women in the chat. If you met a man that had three kids by two different women and he's not involved with any of them, mm-hmm. would you still date him?
They had one on the shows. His name was Blake. But, you know, funny thing is, you see here, Danny M says Jeffrey has a lying problem, but I believe her when it comes to Dre. So she believes what Jeffrey was saying, because Jeffrey said, well, first of all, something else she said, well, black men do this every day. Hold up now. Watch your mouth. And I like right. the fact that everybody tried to check on that. Hold up. You're not going to just group, because women are quick to say, don't group us all together. Well, you know what? Do not group us all together. And that's don't do it. Stop it. Seriously. Because that is if she says some black men, the black men I know, you know, whatever, however you want to refer to them, these ninjas that I've been dealing with, you know, they do this every day. If that's what you want to say, do that. But don't try to group everybody together. And I'm glad they called her out on that. But, you know, her saying that he wanted an out. Come to find out, Dre said that Jeffrey was the one who had stopped reaching out. So who do you really believe in this one?
I don't believe any of them because they're on a reality show. So I don't believe any of them. But if I had to pick a side, I would say Jeffrey's lying.
You know, so I know some people noticed this. I don't know if you noticed it, but Ivanka said, like, Jeffrey had a little bass in her voice. And even a little hurdler said, Jeffrey went from baby voice to bed style with the quickness. The layers like her makeup was coming off. So, you know, she got a little upset. And all of a sudden that, you know, biblical husband, that changed up real quick.
I think it's from all the smoke that she got online after she went after what's her name. and pulled out receipts and told all her business. I was like, And then when Dre said that she doesn't let them see the kids or let the dads get involved with the kids, I could kind of believe that too. But yeah. I think Dre had very valid points to have some concerns. And my thing is you shouldn't have chose her if you had those concerns from the beginning.
Exactly.
At all.
Now, my question is, did he hit it before he quit it? Because apparently that's what he was in it for in the first place. Because you're right. If right after the show you stopped, then you weren't, that was just all for TV to say, oh, I chose her. That's so be it. So
if I know Dre,
and you don't, but go ahead.
I'm sure he did. And, and he had a little sweaty little curl just in the front, right on top of her, just going at it. But and maybe it wasn't good. And that's why he was like, you know, I'm out.
You know what? I'm going to leave that comment alone just because, you know what? I probably tend to agree with you on that one. Just for some strange reason, I have no idea why. Robin, thank you for this. She says, recent reports said that black men are more involved in their children's lives than other races. Now, I'm going to say this. Terrell's going to ask you for proof. Because that's just that's a recent report. Like, exactly what report are we talking about?
I'm not going to ask for proof.
Ask for the rest of the video. I figured you asked for the rest of the information.
I've seen similar articles about that. And it's not true that all black men do this. Mm-hmm. Now, the sad part is the ones that do tend to have multiple babies by multiple women. So there's something about that dude that keeps pulling and disappointing a lot of women. And then, of course, it makes us all look bad. But I don't think a lot of black men... or all black men do this. I think there are a lot more that are more involved with their kids. Mm-hmm. But as you look at what we saw in the show from a Jeffrey, you got to be able to say, I have some questions and concerns about you.
Yeah.
And maybe the type of people you're getting.
Right. No, very true. And question, are you one of those people?
No, not my type.
So
I can't take people that laugh like they have fresh lemon juice in their mouth.
My biblical husband. Look, Corvea, she showed back up, of course, and you know they want to talk about her financial needs when it comes to relationships. Right now, I like what Mark Anthony said when he said, you know, like, hey. And you say you want somebody to spoil you. To me, it sounds like you want something with that hasn't been earned because it's like dealing with kids. If you spoil a child, they really haven't earned it, right? What did you think of their interaction in that space?
I always thought Corvea was a gold digger. And what she tried to argue and say that when you grow up with nothing and then eventually you start to get some wealth and then you have doctors in your family and all that, spoiling your kids is like a privilege to be able to do. And I totally can understand that aspect of it.
But
the way that she goes about it from her dating world is, I want you to spoil me. And my thing is, what do I get? Mm-hmm. You know, and if I was a millionaire kind of dude, would I want a Corvea? Not that looks like that. No, because I don't want someone I got to worry about every other dude trying to holler at her. If that's the case, you know, and I just don't see what Corvea brings to the table. And I think she should have shown more of that about herself while she was on the show. Like, here's what I bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And what I want is a guy that can spoil me. But here's what I'm going to bring. To me, she just seemed like she just brought hotness.
But okay, so let's see what you're trying to do there. But let's be real here. We always talk about knowing what you want, knowing your standards, and keeping those standards, right? Is she wrong for saying that? I know we talked about this when it happened at the start of the season, but it's one of those things where it's like, was she wrong in that? Like, here's what I need, and here's what's important to me. Now, granted, you and I would be like, all right, cool, deuces. But there are other people who would be like, okay, well, I want her on my arm, like Fabrice wanted, you know, daddy-daughter day. So, you know, they would have been great in that space. I like what Lyndon said, though. It came across as negative energy because that's how you're taking it. And that's kind of the same way I'm taking it when I'm hearing it. It's the first thing coming out your mouth is, how much money you making and you got to spoil me. Like, that's like when you see someone out or you see women at the bar and you talk to them and the first, you going to buy me a drink? Well, I was until you asked me to. No.
I don't think she's wrong for wanting that. You can want whatever you want. What you do is you minimize your pool. But if you're going to go on a show to find love, you know, you still got to be able to express what you bring to the table and why you're a good catch. There are men out there who have no problem with trying to spoil you. But if you look at, you think, when I think about women that say, I want to be spoiled, I think of the NBA All-Star Weekend, where everybody flocks down to wherever is happening just so they can try to get pregnant by a basketball player.
That's not being spoiled.
Well, it is. If you can lock them down with a baby, it sure is. You're going to get spoiled.
See, that's the...
But I'm saying that's what I think of. And I think a lot of guys, whether they're broke or have money, that's just what they think of. And not everybody wants that. I think you got to be able to show why somebody should want to spoil you. I would rather a woman say, you know, I want a guy who shows that he loves me, whether he's buying me all kind of bullshit or just tells me with words of affirmation, at least say that. But if your first thing is show that you're going to spoil me, I'm like, turn off.
Well, okay. Again, we talk about the standards, right? Now, here's what High Vibe said. High Vibe says, Corvea believes a man is a provider and protector, right? And a lot of women do. But here's what Lucy B also says. Sounded to me like she wanted to weed out bums. And I get it because if you're in a certain space, you're like, okay, well, if you're not up to this level, This is where I am. And if you're not at this level, then we don't even need to waste any time. And that's what it sounded like at some point. And even Black Tornado agrees and says, you know what? Yep, those were her screener questions. Now, we may not agree with those screener questions, but is she wrong for them?
No, she's not wrong for them. If you look at that as weeding out bums, okay, great. But what about if a guy says, you know, I don't want a woman with children. Mm-hmm. I don't want a woman with children with two dads. Mm-hmm. Am I weeding out bums? No.
No, you're reading out mums.
But I mean, but a woman with two kids by two different dads might take offense to that and say, I'm a good person. And you probably are. But if I'm looking at trying to weed you out by saying that without trying to get to know you right. and be able to show what I have to offer, then what's the point? But if her thing is she needs gifts and she wants people to buy her stuff, you go find that man who will do that for you. I think that's great.
So, you know, good conversation with her. I didn't think it was as bad as was that's the main thing they had to talk to her about. A couple other things that came up with her and Lyndon about the kiss, right? Because Lyndon said that he heard from Jeffrey that Corvea said he tried to kiss her, and he's like, that didn't happen, and she conveniently forgot that. And you know, as it got later on in the show, we kind of found out that she actually did say that, right? That's one of the things
she forgot.
Yeah, Marcia confirmed that she did say that Lyndon tried to kiss her, and she's like, nah, come on, quit playing, because that man don't even know how to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, if she did say it, you know, great. That whole thing got messy because I thought Lyndon was cool, and for Lyndon to be like, well, Jeffrey said that she heard. I was like, come on, dude, you fell for that. That's middle school shit.
Right. You know, so one of the things that came up next, and it was with Blue, right? So Jonique said, and she was bringing the smoke, as some of them were saying in the background, that Blue wanted to date her after she was eliminated, right? And then she found out, because she was also talking to other people on that was still on the show, and they told her that, you know, Blue didn't want to use the lifeline to save her. So therefore, she came to the conclusion, you know, she did that Sherlock Holmes elementary, my dear Watson, and just determined that he didn't want to save her so that she could be off the show, so that he could date her, because they'd have more time to date and eliminate the other people on the show.
Blue's an old school player. He's an OG. I had no idea that that's the move that he pulled. Like, yeah, we should vote her off so I can get her. I was like, that's called strategy. Mm-hmm. That's what that was. See, so, he's out there playing spades. They playing pity pat. Yeah. See, he has the game down.
You had no problem with him doing that, even for Joni. Because I mean, how much you loved her.
It's a game, and if Blue wanted to go for it, which is what he did, what's a better way to do it? Single her from the herd, and then attack.
Didn't everybody say they wanted him to be a little bit more aggressive?
And he was. You can't get mad at him now. I thought that was pretty smooth. I was like, go ahead on, Blue.
Somebody else was like, you know what? Why didn't I think of that shit?
Could easily vote you off. I tried to save you. I tried the best I could, but what are you doing later?
Yeah. CeeLo says Blue was low-key pulling strings, but here's some info. I didn't know this. Danny says Blue is behind bars, y'all. Shaking my head. And what? High Vibe says Blue is now wearing an orange jumpsuit. So what happened? That's the real question there.
I did not know that. What? Does anybody know why he's in jail?
I like Lucy. You're funny for this one. Blue is going to learn to be aggressive behind bars.
They're going to be like, hey, you with the pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Get in here.
Oh, my God. Please don't say that. PPP fraud. Why did y'all think you could get away with this stuff during the pandemic? It's the government. The government going to get you. And understand it said loan. I don't understand why people did this. Boy, our people, man. I don't get it.
Sad for his little bar. Mm-hmm. Try to keep his bar business open. Well, you're going to learn today. Probably shouldn't have went on TV. Maybe. If you're going to do some crime, don't go on TV on a reality show.
He actually, here's the bad thing. He started, this just throws a curveball because I was about to talk about how good he was looking on the show because, you know, he showed his aggression with the new woman he's dating from last season that neither you or I know because we didn't watch that season.
Nope.
And, you know, but when she walked out, everybody's like, yo, you know, and even Z tried to get her, you know, minute and a half back and throw a lot of shade on the relationship. Then she even had a conversation with Blue backstage about, now you know the conversation we had. So if I told her, I'm like, ah.
And I'm guessing what conversation did they have? Was it phone sex? Had it been something? I mean, I'm just saying, like, what conversation could you have that would really get you in trouble? Mm-hmm. She didn't even know about this girl. But I thought that was crazy that she was trying to throw some shade. And then at the end, when she's trying to talk to him, he's like, yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, there you go. Walk away, Blue.
That's the aggression they wanted. He did it. Come to find out, it's PPP, 500K, or like Black Damn. Tornado said, allegedly. Let's make sure we put that in there. Allegedly.
Well, he's in the orange jumpsuit. He did it.
you know, that's funny because Daddy says, it's not a legend. The sentence in his public.
Yeah, he did it. But I love this one.
Yep.
It's the reason I don't date light-skinned men with pretty eyes. Can't trust them.
Well, you know, they say that about a lot of people.
What Nino Brown say? Pretty motherfucker.
What he should have done was probably call Susu. Because, you know, she's, you know, here's the thing. Because, you know, with the whole, she's on the Shanquella Robinson case. I actually saw her doing a press conference just the other day. Yeah, Sue Ann Robinson. Attorney Sue Ann Robinson. So her and Blake. I like how when they showed her journey, and Tommy asked her how she feel about the title, the name Advocate Sue. She goes, well, I am an attorney, so it fits. I loved it. I love the way she handled that. Because Jeffrey over there all sour-faced the whole time. For what?
Yeah, I think Sue handles herself with class, unlike Jeffrey. And then, you know, just when they announced that her and Blake are together and they're happy, Jeffrey has that whole stank face. I'm like, you didn't even want him.
Exactly. You know what?
So why does it matter? Let him go be happy.
Yeah, you try to get rid of him really early, which tells me there's a lot more there. And maybe she really did kind of want Blake, and he just, you know, it's weird. And then, of course, she's unhappy and miserable because she's single again, back on the prowl, while her arch nemesis and his advocate, they're doing good to the point where they're literally 10 minutes away from each other and enjoying life and thinking of the next step.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things we didn't like about Blake, but if him and Susu are happy,
yeah,
that's all that matters. But just to see all of them kind of throwing their shade here and there, and especially Jeffrey, she's just, when you talk about irks, you like to use that word, irks you. She irks me.
Yeah.
The sound of her voice just irks me.
Her in that wig irked me too. And as a matter of fact, just like hold on, I gotta find it again here. I gotta find it because where he said, why was Jeffrey looking like Glinda the Good Witch? And that's what she was looking up there like that. I will say this though. High Vibe says Susu is classy, but Blake is not a good choice. People still apparently not giving them
Apparently Susu thinks he is.
Yeah.
She grown. You know, who knows?
If this was shot, last year, right? So therefore, they've had some time since the show's been over. And apparently, he's still doing her well. So, you know. Maybe a leopard can't take the spots.
Maybe so. Maybe he learned something out of the deal. Or maybe she just liked what she saw in him and that was it. He didn't have to change. And that works out. So I'm happy for him. I thought it was the conversation with her and Anthony and kind of telling that story, I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because I remember that dinner and then the dance, and I'm like, Anthony, what are you doing? She's right into you.
And so she's like, well, he was a good dancer. That was a horrible dance. Stop it.
Yeah. But Anthony answered that question well. It's like, no, I don't think I made the wrong choice or she did at all. I think everything happened the way it was supposed to happen and it worked out. And I was like, good answer, Anthony. Good answer.
Well, which tells me he knew what we hadn't been told yet, which is that Sue and Blake were in a relationship. So he's like, look, I'm not going to disrespect their relationship in that space, right? So,
respect that.
Yeah, indeed. I thought it was good. And I like to see that these two, who we talked about, if one gets eliminated, the other's leaving. It happened. And the reason why you and I both think the premise of the show after the halfway point is stupid, because if you're asking people to make connections, you can't eliminate them because they've made a connection with one person and not deciding, well, let me go sleep with everybody first.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I don't know. Maybe once you get it down to five couples, mm-hmm. just let them all ride it out.
Exactly. The thruple, your favorite thruple, the excitement we had on the show all season, Morgan, Lyndon, and Tony. And, you know, Tommy asked Lyndon if he was intimidated by Tony and Morgan's relationship. I thought that was a really weird way to describe it. But then Lyndon was like, yeah, it was kind of intimidating. And I was like, okay, I'm not the way I would have answered it, but okay. But also not the way I would have felt.
No, your cocky ass would not have said that. Even if we were intimidated, you wouldn't have said that on TV. So I think Lyndon handled it well. And it's valid. I think they were both threatened by each other. I mean, you have both of them going after the same woman. And he knows that she has feelings for both. I truly think Lyndon dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. And he should be thankful that he didn't date Morgan. Earlier when he was saying that he has a girlfriend, I'm like, please don't tell me it's Morgan. please don't tell me it's Morgan.
But I like when Tommy's like, so did you kiss her?
But Tony, you know, Hulk smash, he's just such a punk. What did he say about when Lyndon brought up the Marcia thing? I feel like you broke the bro code. Mm-hmm. But yet you were talking about how you smashed Natasha.
Well, wait, from the previews we've seen from next week, it looks like it's going to be a little different in that space, you know, especially when him and Natasha have that conversation. So I'm going to wait on judgment on that based on what we hear from next week, unless it's just a teaser just to give us that anyway, right?
It is.
Yeah, of course. How'd you think, but didn't he handle it in a more adult manner when he just said, I never knew they kissed?
Yeah.
Because you expected more out of him when he saw that.
I was hoping they were going to show the part where Lyndon, after they kiss, Lyndon goes, Tony's going to kill you. I was hoping they were going to show that part, but they left it out.
Yeah, because that was, again, it was one of those things where you see Tony do something that you didn't expect him to do, right? Because definitely, I thought he was going to give that Hulk smash, as you call him. Well, come to find out, Tony and Morgan did what? Are we surprised that they started trying to date after the show?
No. No, not surprised at all. Wouldn't be surprised that after this reunion, they got to go back and have some hate sex and get back into it again. I mean, they're just toxic for each other. And I'm surprised they kept dating. But when Morgan, you know... And I don't know where this Morgan came from, where she just starts going off.
Yeah.
And what does she say? You fumbled. You had a diamond in your hand. I'm like, I wouldn't call that a diamond. You're more like a cubic zirconia. Let's just dial that back.
Tony at least has a little bit of awareness. He doesn't when it comes to therapy, because he definitely needs it. But, you know, him, his sister, the whole damn family is like, we don't need no damn therapy. Right? But, you know... He says it was toxic attraction. And Morgan is like, I'm not toxic. Yeah, I don't know what she said after that because I was laughing too hard. I'm like, really?
I was waiting for her to pour some Nair out of her. I'm not toxic. Just rub it all in his head. Yeah, she's crazy as all get out. When Tony was like, look, you're not going to talk to me this way. I was just like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He about to choke her on live TV.
But she has no fear. Shut up. You hush. You stop talking. I was like, yeah.
See, ladies, if you date crazy, there's certain things you don't do. What Morgan did, that's one of them. You don't get in crazy's face and do all that. Don't date crazy should be the thing. Don't do it. But if you got to date crazy because that excites you, that toxic attraction, don't do that stuff on live TV. And then I like Tony said, well, you missed your blessing. Yeah.
Well, you know, she thinks she's a diamond. He says he's a blessing, you know. But then she also says he is a monster. I want to know what really happened, because when they go back to the, they walk off stage. He, of course, is trying to do his best to barge into the room, right? And she's like, no, I just need a time. I just want to talk. Well, I wanted to talk 6 weeks ago. What happened 6 weeks ago is my question.
And that she's still crying and stuff, you know, wiping the tears from. But before they stormed off, Mark Anthony was trying to, like, calm the situation down. You shut your ass up. It's like, what do you have against Mark Anthony? So I wonder, what did he do to be the monster and all that stuff? Because a lot of us are thinking, okay, he put his hand on her or right. something like that. That's where a lot of our minds would go.
That's where mine went different. Mine went different in that they had a slip up and he was like, nah, I'll give it.
Wow, that's where you went?
That's where I went.
I don't know. I mean, because I can't imagine her getting rid of it. But she's wanting a baby so bad. I can't imagine her just...
See, I'm not the only one that thought that. Black Tornado says the same thing. And
maybe
see,
she...
even CeeLo says that. Did she get pregnant 6 weeks ago? Yeah. See?
I don't know. Maybe she saw how Jeffrey's living. She's like, you know, I ain't doing this by myself.
That's funny. You know, then we got the preview for next week's part two. Couple things to notice in here. Mark Anthony, Mercedes, told you.
I think you're right. You see them coupled up, just booed up.
They may not be in this relationship working towards, oh, you know, we're exclusive, but they definitely all upon each other, like I told you they would be, because that chemistry's strong. They doing that, what they do.
But as long as they have an understanding, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I know you're in town from New York. You're just here for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. We can hang out.
Right.
And that works for both of them. Great. It seems like she's added a lot more hair since we last saw her. What? I thought it was unbelievable. I don't really like it. I like the hair the way it was. But you do you. And then I guess Morgan and Marcia get into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to be another interesting one. And then Anthony and Cynthia, what's up with the body language?
Yeah, I don't think they're together.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It looked really weird. Really, really weird. So it'll be interesting as we get to that next week. Now, we've got quite a bit of stuff this weekend, right? Because we've still got to do our Married at First Sight recap. So that's going to that's gonna come out. We'll do that. Are we going to do that live tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that live tomorrow evening. Love is Blind. We've still got to do episode 12, the rest of the weddings. And yes, did see some of those things that came out online from Queenie up in Canada, like that we got those spoilers. But we'll go through the show and do the recap for those weddings. And, of course, that reunion's coming out on Sunday, that live reunion. We'll see y'all on here. What, we'll do it 15 minutes after it's over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what time does the live reunion start?
Now you're going to ask me questions I don't have the answer to right in front of me.
What's 5 times 8?
5 times 8.
How do you pick up golf balls when you're driving a golf cart?
You fall out the golf cart. Oh, man, but look, enjoy the time with us, man, because we're going to have some great times this weekend. We'd love to have you guys along for the entire ride. If you hear this along right now, make sure you leave a comment or at least hit the like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe, man. Hit the notification. You'll find out when we drop all this content that we have dropping this weekend. Because Monday, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, that's on. Reunion, Sinan's fan, the reunion is, Love is Blind reunion is Sunday. But we will be dropping we'll be doing the Married at First Sight recap tomorrow and dropping the Love is Blind recap for episode 12 tomorrow as well. So, and it's going to be a live reunion 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 Eastern.
Yep. 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Yeah, well, I don't worry about Central. All right, I'm Yanni Root.
I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
I got to go stretch, man. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, old man.
Wait, look, man. I fell out the cart, man. Leave me alone.